USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Cell phone provider T-Mobile is investigating a data breach that could affect roughly 37 million people. Executives reported Thursday that an unidentified malicious intruder breached its network in late November and stole data on 37 million customers, including addresses, phone numbers, and dates of birth. Cryptocurrency lender Genesis Global and two of its leading subsidiaries filed for bankruptcy protection late Thursday night in New York, the latest domino to fall since the failure of crypto exchange FTX. Crypto leader Celsius Networks LLC and Voyager Digital Limited filed for bankruptcy back in July. The Treasury Department began taking special measures to keep paying the government's bills on Thursday as the United States is against its borrowing limit.
The debt ceiling needs to be lifted, but wouldn't it be a normal thing if we're $31 trillion in debt not to just give a blank check?
Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy. With the federal government maxed out with $31.4 trillion debt limit, the Treasury Department began their so-called extraordinary measures. These accounting maneuvers include suspending investments for certain government accounts that will allow the Treasury Department to keep paying obligations to bondholders, Social Security recipients, and others until early June. Rock and roll heaven just got a little bigger. 81-year-old David Crosby, the legendary singer-songwriter and founding member of The Byrds and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, died on Wednesday.
Just a song before I go, a lesson to be learned.
U.S. drug regulator FDA rejected Eli Lilly's new Alzheimer's disease treatment, saying they needed more data from clinical testing. Lilly executives said the setback could delay a potential commercial introduction of the highly anticipated drug by at least several months. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, said Thursday that last week's computer system outage that temporarily grounded all U.S. airline departures was caused by the accidental removal of files. The FAA reported contract personnel unintentionally deleted files while working to correct synchronization between the live primary database and a backup database. One hockey player stands up for his religion.
At both NHL Shop and Fanatics Online, there are no longer any men's jerseys with his name and number available. Provorov was blasted by legacy media outlets for refusing to wear an LGBT-themed warm-up jersey during his team's Tuesday night game against the Anaheim Ducks. Following the match, the hockey player said, "I respect everybody. I respect everybody's choices." Provorov explained to reporters he is Russian Orthodox and did not wear the jersey for religious reasons. I'm Victoria Idoni.
Alec Baldwin responds to manslaughter charges.
Alec Baldwin's lawyer says the actor had no reason to believe there was a live bullet in the prop gun that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchinson on the set of the film Rust. Baldwin was charged yesterday in New Mexico with two counts of involuntary manslaughter for Hutchinson's death. Attorney Luke Nykus said his client had no reason to think live rounds were anywhere on the movie set. I'm Dave Collins.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.